Morning everyone, Josh here, SG Daily number 38 for Friday, April the 12th. Hope your week has been a good one. It's been a good one over here, been a busy one. And just wanted to mention quickly that we had two episodes go live this week. Episode 26 with Jeff Tippett, which I think I mentioned on a previous daily. That one was really cool. And today, episode 27 just went live with Carson Lee. So I highly recommend you check it out. Carson is a professional baseball player. He's got over 24,000 followers on Instagram. So not only do you get the perspective of a pro athlete, which is pretty cool, but I also, one of the reasons why I actually reached out to Carson and had him on the show is athletes are a pretty unique form of solopreneur, right? If you think about it, he has these specific skills of playing baseball. And he is selling those skills to a team that pays him for his services. So very solopreneurial, I would argue. And Carson has been leveraging social media. So he uses YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. But he's been leveraging Instagram very successfully for a long time now. He's up to, like I said, he's got over 24,000 followers. He started, I believe he mentioned on the podcast, when it first came out, he was in high school and he was using it then. He explained about how he grew to his first 5K followers and the grind that he had to put in there. If you want to hear more, definitely make sure to listen to the episode on the website, solopreneurgrind.com/podcast. But I wanted to talk about the key takeaways, and because these patterns kind of emerge, right? So I want to keep interviewing. I'm going to probably be putting out two episodes a week from now on with really successful solopreneurs. So hopefully you enjoy those. Hopefully you enjoy these dailies. And the key takeaways from this week that kind of related between the two, Carson and Jeff, are that if you don't put in the legwork, especially at the beginning, you're never going to get that snowball rolling, right? So different companies and different solopreneurs have different ways of getting to success, right? Especially when you're talking about strategies and tactics. But I have yet to interview one, and it's been over 30 now. I only have 27 of the episodes live, but some of them are in the back burner. They've already been recorded. I just have to edit and post them. And I have yet to chat with one who slacked their way to success or lazed their way into a successful business, so to speak. And it was slightly different for both of them, but you see the pattern, right? So if you've listened to episode 26 with Jeff, you'll read about how he was working a full-time job and then basically built a business on the side while he was still working before he launched it and went full-time. But the way he started getting his first few clients, one of them being Airbnb, was just creating massive value for free for some of these companies. So in the case of Airbnb, and he tells the story much better on the podcast than I do, but he heard through a connection that they needed this certain type of lobbying help, and he offered to give it to them for free, didn't sign a contract, didn't ask for a dollar, and the kind of event that he put together for them took off. Like, it was a huge success, and they said, Jeff, we need you. And it wasn't a question of, hey, do you want to buy my services? It was, Jeff, let us pay you. We need more of your help. And that's a good position to be in as a business owner, whether you're a solopreneur, entrepreneur, whatever. But if he didn't put up all that legwork at the beginning, that never would have happened. If he didn't put himself in the right place, if he didn't network, if he didn't work on the website, the brand, learn what he had to learn to be able to provide those services, then none of that would have happened. With Carson, it was a bit of a slower grind in the sense that if you want to become a pro athlete, it's years and years. And, he started playing when he was 4 years old, as he mentions. We kind of go through his whole story up through high school, through college, and to becoming a professional. And he talked about how, even in high school, how he would be prepping all of his lunches, making sure to eat healthy. His buddies would ask, hey, let's go grab whatever fast food for lunch. And he was like, sorry, I packed my own lunch. And they were like, oh, that's okay. You can just cheat today and have a bad meal. And he was like, no, I can't, because this is a greater scheme. I'm working towards a greater goal. And breaking off of that path, even for one day, isn't what I want to do. Which is crazy to think about as a high schooler, right? Because when I was in high school, I was eating whatever the heck I wanted. But you really see that these people, these successful people, are who they are for a reason, right? They didn't fall head over heels or over their ass into it. And so that was a huge theme that I noticed for both of them. It's a theme that I've noticed from almost every solopreneur I've interviewed, but some of them, you do some interviews or you talk to, let's say, a few people and different themes emerge. This week, that theme clearly emerged. And hopefully you can take a little bit from that as well. I'm hoping that over these next few weeks, as more and more episodes continue to come out, and I have some really cool guests that I've already interviewed and that I have lined up to interview, that I can keep pulling these little intricate themes from each of them and passing them on and sharing them with others, because that's why I started the podcast to begin with, to learn myself and then to share the conversations with others. So those were the themes that I took from this week in terms of the podcasts. I discussed them a little bit more as well in my Friday morning email. If you're not in the email list, link will be in the description below, solopreneurgrind.com/join. And hope you're enjoying the podcast. Would love to hear any feedback. So make sure to, you know, subscribe. And if you do join the email list, you can always just shoot me an email response whenever or you could just email me ahead of time if you want. Tell me what you think. If you have any feedback, positive, constructive, hopefully not too negative. I'm happy to hear negative feedback as long as you can pose it in a way that will help me improve. So anyways, hope that makes sense. Hope your week went well. Have a great weekend. I will see you Monday morning.